following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
This is Business Scene. I'm Ira Melman. Each day, up to 100 students from Asia, Latin America, and beyond stand on carefully spaced floral pink crosses outside of a Melbourne cooking school. They're waiting to pick up free, freshly prepared meals. The students, just the tip of the iceberg, pay several thousands of U.S. dollars each year to study in Australia. They now find themselves counting cents to survive.
Generally, in a situation like this, students will go without their meals to be able to provide themselves a roof over their heads.
Vast government subsidies to laid-off workers do not apply to non-residents, even if they pay local taxes and bring billions of dollars into the Australian economy.
They're in dire straits now, so anything that they can get that will support them through this period, hence the more students have now come requesting the meals.
For volunteer chef and international student Larnie Byam, it's all about trying to take her mind off the pandemic.
Losing job and income, it's become stressful. But there's nothing I can do. So I try to do my best to use my time to be more productive without thinking of the impact of the COVID-19.
China has removed pangolin parts from its official list of traditional medicines, according to state media recently, days after increasing legal protections on the endangered animal. Pangolins were left out of the official Chinese pharmacopoeia this year, along with substances including a pill formulated with bat feces, according to the state-owned Health Times. The pangolin, the world's most heavily trafficked mammal, is thought by some scientists to be the possible host of the novel coronavirus that emerged at a market in China's Wuhan city last year. Its body parts fetch a high price on the black market, as they're commonly used in traditional Chinese medicine. Depleted wild resources are being withdrawn from the pharmacopoeia, that according to the Health Times, although the exact reason for the removal of the pangolins was not clear. China has in recent months banned the sale of wild animals for food, citing the risk of diseases spreading to humans. But the trade remains legal for other purposes, including research and traditional medicine. The Worldwide Fund for Nature said it strongly welcomed China's move to upgrade protections for the pangolin, calling it an important respite from the illegal pangolin trade. For Business Scene, I'm Ira Melman.
That was a program from the Voice of America.